Another resource that comes to mind is recently Al Gore has become has won a Pulitzer Prize for his concern about the government or about the environment, and that is very important that we all take advantage of protecting this earth. We've been given this earth. God gave us this earth, and we should take good care of it. A couple of things that we think we ought to do here locally and in our own home is recycle the stuff we use, maybe not use some of it. If it's styrofoam is one of those things that will never, ever go away. You can put it in a landfill, but styrofoam will never disintegrate, they say, in a million years. So why does every fast food restaurant and why do we all use styrofoam? I'm not quite sure. We shouldn't be doing that, but we do. But we should think about that, and remember that we're marching across this earth one time, and we've been blessed to be here. So hopefully, it's going to be better when we leave. But I'm not convinced, quite sure that might be the case. Eric mentioned that I've been involved in banking and finance for several years, both here and in Kansas City. But most of that time, I've been sitting on the lending side of the desk, trying to help people either give them advice as to what would be the best way to go, but also to be able to borrow money. Sometimes they may want to borrow money to buy a car. They might want to buy a house. A lot of people in this day and age borrow money for their kids, their grandkids. They're just all kinds of reasons. And I often wonder if where God is in this purpose. And not that that can make any difference as to what the financial side of it is, but you hope that if someone is doing something for someone else, or if they're even doing it for their own family, that they make sure that they're doing it with the right reasons. If they're going to buy a house to provide shelter for their family, that's honorable, and we need to keep that in mind. A couple other things that come to mind when we think about what money will do. In current times, I'm sure most people or most psychologists would tell you that every child needs their own bedroom. They need their own space. They probably all need their own computer and whatever else may be going on. But I was thinking of both my parents and my grandparents and previous generations. Most all of them shared bedrooms, and most of them had small homes with siblings. And most of them turned out okay. I think it's one of those things that we want things, and we want things that money can buy, but it may not necessarily be one of those things that we absolutely have to have, and we probably can live a good life, without those types of things. Dave Ramsey mentioned in his book that one of the problems that we have is trying to keep up with the Joneses, or what the Smiths, or whatever their name may be down the street. And we have to be careful that we don't get hung up in those cycles of if we see our neighbor getting a new car, or now big screen TVs are kind of a big deal, and the technology and all that stuff, and we would like to have one. Many times I talk about I'd like to have a big screen TV, but Marcia reminds me that we don't really need one. We don't watch that much TV, so just get that out of your mind.